As immigration policies reshape Delaware schools, educators and families are feeling the pressure. WHYY's Johnny Perez-Gonzalez spoke with educators in the state about their concerns.
Immigrant advocates in Delaware are facing new challenges following President Donald Trump's executive order rolling back protections that classified schools as sensitive locations. With growing fears of immigration raids, some schools are stepping in to protect their students and staff. At Aspira of Delaware, CEO Margie Lopez-Wade says the charter school has a protocol in place since 2017 after Trump took office the first time to handle government agents if they arrive.
It gives our main office team members guidance on how to handle any situation where a government official, a government agent comes into our school requesting to speak to one of our students. And so it lets them know this is the protocol that we want you to follow.
The protocol is clear. Any government official must provide documentation and approval through herself.
I sort of equate it to what we dealt with during COVID, right? So this is another situation where every LEA, every district and charter is looking for guidance. We're looking to each other, but ultimately we've got to get it from the state level.
Lopez-Wade said this is not just a local issue, but a nationwide humanitarian crisis. She says the lack of coordination from government agencies leaves schools vulnerable and forces administrators to make difficult decisions on their own. The emotional toll isn't limited to administrators. It's affecting teachers, too. Jennifer Nine, who teaches at North Georgetown Elementary, recalls the impact of previous immigration sweeps.
Close to 20 years ago, they did a massive sweep in Georgetown. We had kids coming into school crying because their dad had been, you know, they'd come through the window in the middle of the night and their dad had been taken. Or we had kids going home and no parents at home because they'd been taken during the day.
For Nine, the current situation feels all too familiar and increasingly overwhelming.
And I've never thought about quitting, but last week it was just too much. It was so overwhelming and emotional and the stress. I was actually thinking maybe I just need to walk away from this. But I know that our kids and our families need us, so that's obviously not going to happen. But people are very worried.
As teachers and administrators grapple with the uncertainty, many are calling on state leaders to intervene to protect its schools. From the Delaware Desk, Johnny Perez-Gonzalez, WHYY News.